Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, God's sovereigns from near and afar. Your Lordship, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, appears among us with great news. A former preacher in the church and author of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Our Lord would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. Our Father is not a Christian or a religionist. He comes to show us how to unravel Vatican deception, hidden throughout Bible content. Tommy Hart decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white. Knowing the ABB written during the conquest of Africa, Mr. Hart exposes the many laws in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Mr. Hart is here because the Vatican sent for him in the pages of the ABB. Yes, read for yourself. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Tommy Hart.
Hello. Thank you, Ms. Welch, for that introduction. Today, I will speak on, I will present some questions, personal questions, the Bible or the law ask me, and it will be all about the law, content of this broadcast. It will be all about the law. As I've said before, and I say it again, the Bible is a law book. The Authorized Version Bible is a law book. It is not a religious book at all, though it is used in religion perversely. It is a law book through and through. The things in the Authorized Version Bible have to do with law. Okay, let's get started. Questions. How about 10 questions that the law asked me, and I do not necessarily have to give an answer to the questions, but this is just to present to you, the hearer, the listener, questions, so you can see the relevancy of the questions that are in the Bible. They are not just there as parts of a story, but they are very relevant to the matter at hand, and that is law. First question is taken from Galatians chapter 4, verse 21, and Isaiah 40, verse 21. first, Galatians 4:21. Do ye not hear the law? Do ye not hear the law? Well, I hear the law, I see the law, and I have some understanding of the law that is in the Bible. And of course, if you follow this program, it is evident that I have an understanding of Bible law, because every episode has to do with Bible law. Okay? Every episode of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast has to do with Bible law. Okay? Do ye not hear the law? And to hear is very important. I say to you, whatever you might be doing, if you're doing anything else other than listening to the broadcast, listening to this program, please do not do anything else. Sit down. You can get your Bible, cup of coffee, and listen intently to the matter. You cannot get an understanding and keep up with what's going on if you're doing something else while the program is running. But listen. Listen in order to hear and get an understanding of Bible content. Do ye not hear the law? Okay? Then we go to Isaiah 40:21. Isaiah 40:21, the question. Actually, it's two questions. Have ye not known? First question. Second question, have ye not heard? Okay, have ye not known what? Have you not known the law? Have you not heard of Bible law? Have you not heard the matter of Bible law? Okay, and even in the book of Matthew, we are told that the law is a weighty matter in the Bible. The law is a weighty matter, says the law itself in the Authorized Version Bible. Have you not known? Have ye not heard? And let me interject this. This is a statement found in John chapter 7, verse 49. John 7:49. But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. That's a very important and forceful statement. This people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Okay, have you not known, have you not heard the law? What does the law concern itself with? The law concerns itself with past events and present events, and also future events as well. Things that are to happen in the future very shortly. Things that are going on right now, even as I speak, and things of the past, such as the Gentiles, what the law has to say about the Gentiles' invasion into Africa and the Gentiles taking the people of Africa, aboriginal people of Africa, and casting them into slavery. What the law has to say about that past event. Okay? Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Okay, let's move on. Next question. John 16:31. John 16:31. The question. do ye now believe? Now, I have heard the law, and I am knowledgeable of the law. To give an answer to the questions I just presented a few moments ago, have ye not known, have ye not heard, do ye not hear the law? I have an understanding of the law. I have knowledge of the law. Okay? And now the question, do ye now believe? I believe the things that are in the law. The things that are written in the law, I believe. And I act on my belief. I believe and I act on my belief. Okay? In the same book, same chapter, verse 33, John 16:33, it says, these things have I spoken to you. These questions, the law speaks to me. These questions, okay? Do ye now believe? I believe you who have listened to the broadcast for some time, do you believe? Do you believe the things I have presented on this law, Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast? Do you believe the things I have presented and am presenting? Do you believe that these questions are relevant? Or do you think that it's just a waste of time? Do you believe? What do you believe with regard to the things I teach? What do you believe? Okay. Do you believe the law? Okay. Do you now believe? Next question I am asked. Genesis 37:15. Okay. Genesis 37:15. The question found in or set in Genesis 37:15 says, what seekest thou? I am asked, what are you seeking? Well, I have sought some things. In the Authorized Version, I've sought some things, and some of the things that I've found are, I have found the law of God. I have found the knowledge of God. I have found the law of the curse. I have found the law of Passover. What seekest thou? I am asked. I sought the Lord. Those are some things I've sought and found. As the statement says in Matthew 7:7, seek and ye shall find. Well, I have sought and I have found some things. Then the next statement in that same chapter, Matthew 7, says, he that seeketh findeth. That's so in my life. I've sought and I have found. This is one thing I've found. I have found that Bible questions are relevant. Bible questions are very relevant. Bible questions for me have served in one way as a reminder. They have served as a list of things to look for, or a checklist to make sure that I have that, what the question speaks of. the questions in Bible in the Bible, in the Authorized Version, are very important to me. Very important to me. Such as this: what seekest thou? Well, that lets me know that I should be seeking something. There's a statement that says in Isaiah, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Well, I sought the Lord, and I found him. Another statement says, seek the law of the Lord. Well, I sought the law of the Lord, and I have found the law of the Lord. Okay? All right? And again, the question that I presented, which says, do ye not hear the law? If I didn't know any better, well, that would let me know that, hey, the Bible has to do with something about law, and I should be trying to find out that matter. Well, I have found out that matter. And as I said at the beginning of the broadcast or the episode here, that the Bible is a law book. I sought out the matter of Bible content and concluded that the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, is indeed a law book through and through, and that it is not a religious book at all. Though it is used in religion, it is not a religious book. It's a law book. Well, can it be a law book and a religious book? No, it's just one. And that one is, it is a law book. Do ye not hear the law? It never asks, do you not hear religion? It never asks that question. It never gives the command, seek religious principles or matters or anything like that. But it does say, seek the law of the Lord. Okay? The Bible is, the Authorized Version Bible, is a law book through and through. What seekest thou? I have found a whole lot. And the things I have found out have changed my life. As they say, the things I have found out have turned me around. Things I used to believe, I do not believe any longer. I have a new belief grid. I have a new belief. I believe in the law that the Authorized Version Bible sets forth. Okay? Next question. Amos 7:8. And for the sake of time, I may not turn to each of these statements. Amos 7:8. Okay, Amos 7th chapter 8th verse. The question, what seest thou? Now that question is very important because of this right here. I'm turning to Revelation chapter 1. What seest thou, I am asked? Very important because of this reason right here. In Revelation 1 verse 11, I am told to do this. It says, what thou seest, write in a book. That's Revelation 1 verse 11. What thou seest, write in a book. And then in Revelation, same chapter 1, verse 19, I am told this, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Therefore, the two statements, let me read them again. What thou seest, write in a book. write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Therefore, the question in Amos 7:8 asks me, what do you see? I have been ordered in Revelation to write the things that I see in the Authorized Version, write those things in a book. And now I am asked, what do you see? What seest thou? Well, I've named some things I see. Okay? Again, briefly, I see the law of the curse. I see the law of Passover. I see the law of God. I see the revelation of God. I see the revelation of the Lord, who the Lord is. Who God is, who the Father is. I see a whole lot. Okay? And I have done that. Many of the things that I have seen as I have analyzed and scrutinized the content of the Authorized Version Bible, I have written in a document. That document is called the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. I have done what I was ordered to do in Revelation chapter 1 and those two verses. I gave Revelation chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 19. I have done that. Okay? And not only do I write the things that I see in a document or a book, I put the things I see on the internet, on Lawmaster's page, many other things that I see. If you examine the episodes, the many episodes of Lawmaster's broadcast, you'll see many other things that I have seen as I have studied, as I have scrutinized, as I have analyzed the crucial material of the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, commonly called King James Version. What do I see? Okay. These questions, again, are relevant to me. They are important to me. Okay. The questions in Bible content are put there purposefully. They're not there just to take up space and make out a little story. I apply them to myself, take them to myself. Okay? They are very important. What seest? What seekest thou? What seest thou? Good question. What seekest thou? What are you looking for? What are you hunting? What are you trying to find? And what do you see? Okay? Next question. John 1:38. I believe that is. John 1:38. John 1:38, this is not the text I was looking for, but it does have a question, which I have already asked. What seek ye? I read that same question from Genesis 37:15, which says, what seekest thou? And here in John 1:38, the same question is asked, what seek ye? Okay. Excuse me. The question that I really wanted is in verse 38. It is in verse 38. The question is, Master, where dwellest thou? The law asks me, where do I live? Okay? where do I live? I have answered the law. I have answered that question before, stating where I live. Master, where dwellest thou? And I noticed that in that question, the law calls me master. Okay? What have I done? I get to that. That is a question. I'll get to it later. Okay? I won't jump. All right? Where dwellest thou? Number six, number seven, I am asked in Genesis 47, verse 8. Genesis 47, verse 8. The law asked me, how old art thou? Isn't that something? The law has asked me questions, personal questions. Do you now believe? Do you not hear the law? It has asked me, what do you seek? What are you seeking? What are you seeing? What seest thou? It has asked me, where do I live? And it now asks me, how old am I? How old art thou? So, what do I get from the questions here? I get this. The law talks to me. It talks to me. And I answer it. Isn't that something? The law, do you not hear the law? I hear the law. It talks to me, and I talk back. Whether it's in my writing or on this program, I talk back to the law. I give an answer. Okay? How old art thou? What seekest thou? Where do you live? Do you believe? Do you hear the law? Okay, let's move on. Okay. In the same chapter, the law asked me another question. Genesis 47, verse 3. The law asked me, what is your occupation? Okay. It says, what is your occupation? Well, I do have an occupation. Okay. I do live somewhere. I have sought for something. I have seen something. I do now believe something that I did not believe before. Okay? What is your occupation? Well, my answer to the law is, I am the judge. All right, turn to Psalm 75. And just maybe a few more questions, and then we'll get ready for the announcement. Psalm 75 now. Okay. Psalm 75, verse 11. I'm sorry, Psalm 75, verse 7. The law has asked me, what is thine occupation? And I said, I am the judge. Well, the law backs me up. It says these words, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. And I have done that on this program. I have done that. Okay? One was put down and one was exalted or set up. And I have shown that on this broadcast. Okay? I am the judge. The Bible says, the law says, God is the judge. All right? And remember, just a few weeks ago, I gave judgments. I believe on every program, on every episode, I give judgments on every episode. Okay. What is thine occupation? Where do you live? What do you seek? How old are you? What do you see? What do you hear? Okay, and I missed one question here. Acts 8, verse 30. Acts 8, verse 30. Okay, the question. Acts 8, verse 30. Understandest thou what thou readest? The law asked me, do you understand what you read? It asked me, do you not hear the law? It asked me, do you understand what you're reading? These questions are very important. They're relevant. Or take you, the hearer, the listener. Do you read? And do you still say, do you say, I read the Bible, but I don't understand it? Do you know someone who said that question, who has asked that or made that statement, I read the Bible, but I don't understand it? The Bible asks the question, do you understand what you read when you read the Bible? Okay. Well, I gather understanding. I analyze, I scrutinize Bible content, I study it, and I gain an understanding. Okay? I have gained an understanding of the law. I've gained an understanding of the law of the Lord. I've gained an understanding of the knowledge of God, who God is. Okay? Do you understand what you read? Understandest thou what thou readest? All right? Another question, and we'll get to the announcement right after this question. Okay. The question is found in Genesis chapter 4, verse 10. And after this, the announcements. Genesis 4, verse 10. The law asked me, what hast thou done? Isn't that a nice question? It asked me, what hast thou done? Do you understand what you're reading? Do you not hear the law? Do you now believe? What do you see? What have you sought? What seek ye? What is your occupation? How old are you? Where do you live? It asked me, what hast thou done? Now, I was told to write the things that I see in a book, okay? And that's what I've done. I've written many of the things that I've seen as I studied Bible content and analyzed this matter. I've written them in a book. But the law gives me help. Micah 7, verse 9. And the statement says, thou hast brought me forth, okay? For the sake of time, Micah 7, verse 9, the law says, he will bring me forth to the light. And that's what I've done. That's what I am doing. I am bringing the law forth. Okay. I'm bringing the law forth. Okay. Bringing the law forth. Also, Isaiah 25, verse 1. The law makes this statement about me. Isaiah 25, verse 1. The law says this. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. And guess what? The things that I have done at the word of the law. The law has ordered me to do these things. Okay? Now, for the announcements. Mr. Welch? Okay? I'm sorry for this. Mr. Welch, are you there? Okay. I shall continue. Okay, and we're about to wrap up the questions. We're about to wrap up the questions and make sure I'm still connected here. Okay, let's move on. So, the law has asked me questions about what do I hear, what do I believe, what do I see, what do I seek, where do I live, how old am I, what is my occupation, do I understand what I read, what have I done, and the law concludes that I have done many wonderful things. Okay? Now, the law asked me this question, this very important question, John 1:22. I am sorry for that, the announcer is not ready. I apologize for that. I'm very sorry for that. The law asked me this very important question in John 1:22. The law asked me this question. Who art thou? It has asked me, where do I live? What do I seek for? What is my occupation? How old I am? What have I done? Do I understand what I read? What do I see? What do I believe? Do I not believe? Do I not hear the law? It now asks me, who art thou? And let's turn right quickly to Matthew 11:3, keeping that question in mind, who art thou? Matthew 11:3, the law asks me, art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? The law speaks for the Gentiles. Art thou he that should come? Or do we Gentiles, all Gentiles, do we look for another? Are you the one? Why? Because the Gentiles are in a state of expectancy. Isaiah 40:10, the Gentiles have been told, behold, the Lord God will come. So the Gentiles for many years have been in a state of expectancy. They have not been expecting Jesus to come. They haven't been expecting one named Jesus to come back or to come at all. Jesus, they know, is a fictitious character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But they have been expecting the Lord God to come. And his name is not Jesus. Okay? Psalm 98:9. It says, and let me just read. Let the sea roar, starting at verse 7. Psalm 98:7. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Excuse me. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. The important part in that statement right now is this part. He cometh to judge. Isaiah 40:9. Behold, the Lord God will come. For what purpose? Psalm 98, verse 9. He cometh to judge. What did we read in Psalm 75, verse 7? God is the judge. Psalm 98, verse 9. He comes to judge. Isn't that something? The Gentiles have been in a state of expectancy, waiting on the Lord God to come. Now God has come. And they asked me, now, in John 1, verse 22, who art thou? Well, the law helps me. It asks me the question, and then it assists me. Please turn to 1 Kings 18:36, and the law answers that question for me. Who am I? 1 Kings 18:36. Who am I? The law says to me. 1 Kings 18, verse 36. It says, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant. Isn't there something? It asks me the question and gives an answer. Let it be known this day, the law says to me, that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant. The I there is a reference to the law. The I is a reference to the law. The law says to me again, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I, the law, am thy servant. And you see the servant assisting me. The servant asks a question and gives the answer. Who art thou? Let it be known this day that thou art God. Isn't that something? The Bible does not talk about in detail and exalt a God that is somewhere up in the sky. It does not talk about and exalt and promote a God that cannot be seen, touched, a God in human flesh. That's a God. That's the God. This is the God that the Bible exalts, telling me, let it be known this day that thou, you, art God in Israel, and that I, the law, am your God's servant. Do you now believe? Do you believe the things you are hearing? I believe the things that the law says to me. Okay? Let it be known this day that you are God. You're the God that the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, talks about in detail, exalts, promotes, sets up. Let it be known this day. It says to me that thou art God in Israel, and that I, the law, am your servant. All right? Do ye believe? Do you, the hearer, believe? I believe the law. I believe the law. I don't believe in a fictitious character named Jesus that religion teaches and promotes. I believe in the God that the Bible talks about in detail, that it promotes, that it exalts, and that it commands to let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your servant. Okay?
Now, you're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis, unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception.
All right, thank you for those announcements. Govern yourselves accordingly. Questions. As I've said, the questions in Bible content are very important to me. They serve a purpose. They are set there to serve a purpose. And they do just that for me. Okay? The law talks to me, not just in questions, but in statements. The statement, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I, the law, am your servant. So what have I identified? I have identified the servant of the Lord. Now, the Gentiles are servants of the Lord, okay? The Gentiles, the Bible declares, to be servants of God. And, of course, if they are servants of God, they are servants of the Lord, because God is the Lord. Psalm 118:27 says, God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Light means knowledge, information. And that is what I do on this broadcast and in my book, my document, that is in manuscript form. I give knowledge, I show knowledge, I show understanding. God is the Lord. The Bible says the Lord God will come, Isaiah 40. The Lord God has come. The Lord God is here. And the Bible says that his servants are ready to do whatsoever he commands. The law says that to me in the Authorized Version Bible, and the servants there speaks of a Gentiles, alias white people. Do you believe the things you are hearing from me? And the things that I actually point out in Scripture, point out in law. I deal with the law of the Authorized Version Bible. And this cannot be said too much or too many times. One of my greatest findings is this, that the Authorized Version Bible is a law book through and through, and not a religious book. at all. All right. Now, you are commanded, the people are commanded, the servants of God are commanded a thing here. And that thing is, they are commanded to know the Lord. Know the Lord. You know what the verb know means? If not, you can look it up in a dictionary, a good dictionary, to find out what the word know means. K-N-O-W, know. All right? In this section, if you don't know God, because you can't tell who is God just by looking at the individual, the Bible describes God. The Bible tells you what he will do, and thereby you can know God. Okay? Jeremiah 31:34 says this, know the Lord. That's the law. The law says that. Know the Lord. 1 Corinthians 8:1 says, the law says, speaking of the Gentiles, it says, we all have knowledge. And we will see where that knowledge is. We all have knowledge. Well, what we want to see right now, what I want to show you right now, is what their knowledge tells them. Okay. Know the Lord, Jeremiah 31:34. All right. The law says this, Daniel 2:28. There is a God that reveals secrets in heaven. Did you get that? The law says in Daniel 2:29, he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Now, Joshua 3:10, I want to turn to it. Joshua 3:10. Okay? And let's hear what the law has to say. Joshua 3:10, the law says, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. Notice that the law says the living God means one you can see, one you can hear talking audibly through your ears, with your ears, one you can see with your eyes, a God in human form, human flesh. Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. All right? And these are the things whereby you can know. The law says about God in Job 34:25, he knows their works. Whose works? The works of the papacy that are in the Authorized Version Bible. He knows their works. I have pointed out several of their works just today. The law of Passover, the law of the curse, the law of the Lord, okay, and others. He knows their works, okay? That's a sign of the presence of God. That's a sign of the person of God. That's a sign of the man of God. The man of, the man having the designation of God. He knows their works. He knows the works that are in the Authorized Version Bible. Okay, Job 28:11. The thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. He brings to light, God brings to light the things that are hid, or the thing that is hid in the Authorized Version Bible. There's more than one thing that is hid in the Authorized Version Bible that God brings to light and gives that information to you, the people. And the servants of God. He knows their works. The thing that is hid, he brings forth to light. Daniel 2:29, he reveals the deep and secret things. signs whereby you can know that the living God is among you. The Gentiles, the law says, in behalf of all Gentiles, 1 Corinthians 8:1, we all have knowledge. And I'm giving you the knowledge that the Gentiles have. Where is that knowledge? That knowledge is in the Authorized Version Bible, the knowledge of God. Okay? He knows, all right, Psalm 44:21, he knows the secrets of the heart. What heart? The heart of the AVB, the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. God knows the secrets that are in the Bible. Okay? Things you have never been told by anyone, by any preacher, any minister at all. Things you were never told that are in the Bible, God brings those things out. He points them out. And do you know that in the etymology of the word judge, the noun judge in its etymology means one who points out the right. He points out the right. I point out the right things that are in the Bible. Okay? And the verb judge declare the law. In the etymology of the verb judge is declare the law. He declares the law. Isn't that what I'm doing? Isn't that what I do on this broadcast? And for those of you who don't know, that's what I do in my document. I point out the law. I declare the law. And I point out the things that are right in the Authorized Version Bible. In my document, and in my speaking as I'm doing now. Okay? Because the Bible has said in Psalm 75 that God is the judge. Okay? So God is the judge. God is the judge, the law says. All right? So God, how can you know him? Okay, how can you know that the living God is among you? Okay, he who is the living God knows the works that are in the Bible. He that is the living God brings to light the thing that is hid in the AVB. He that is God knows the secrets of the heart of the AVB. He that is God reveals the deep and secret things hidden in the AVB. And John 16:13 and Revelation 1:1 says this about the living God. He will show you things to come, things which must shortly come to pass. Why am I reading these things? I'm reading these things and pointing these things out so you can know that the living God is among you. Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, Joshua 3:10. Hereby what? Hereby these things that I'm reading out. Okay? John 16:13 and Revelation 1:1, he will show you things to come, things which must shortly come to pass. Psalm 58:11, he is a God that judges. That judges. Do I not judge? If you have listened to this program any at all, you'll see that I judge. He is a God that judges. The other week when I gave the pronouncements, the verdict against those that are high of the Gentiles, you remember? All right. I judge those that are high. All right? He is a God that judges. Job 21:22, he judges those that are high. Those that are high, God judges. And again, Psalm 75:7, God is the judge. God is qualified to judge. God is authorized to judge. God has power to judge. Okay? John 16:14 and Matthew 19:6. He shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. That's John 16:14 and Matthew 19:6. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. What does that mean? That means like these things that I'm reading off right now, whereby you can know that, but you shall know, not can know, but you shall know that the living God is among you. I'm reading these things out now. He shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. I'm showing you things of the law. I'm showing you things of the authorized version Bible whereby you may know that the living God, ye shall know that the living God is among you. And it goes on to say, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Isaiah 42:1, he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. I do that. I have done that. What more can I say? These are signs of the person of God, signs of the personality of God, signs of the one having the designation of God. He shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He judges those that are high. The Lord God comes to judge, Psalm 98. He comes to judge. Huh? He is a God that judges, Psalm 58:11. And John 3:32. I'll turn to that. John 3:32. This is what, okay, first of all, let me remind you, Revelation 1, I showed you where the law says to me, write the things that you see, or write the things that I see, write the things which are, and et cetera, Revelation 1, put them in a book. Here in John 3:32, the law says something about God. It says this: what he has seen and heard, that he testified. He declares. What God has seen and heard, that he testified. And that's what I'm doing. I'm testifying of the things that I have seen and heard or understood in the Authorized Version Bible as I have scrutinized and analyzed its content, its crucial material. I testify of the things I have seen and heard from the Authorized Version Bible. Are in the Authorized Version Bible. Okay? So, how can you know that the living God is among you? Well, he brings to light the thing that is here. He shows evidence of knowledge of the works that are found in the Bible. He knows the secrets of the heart and shows evidence of it. He reveals the deep and secret things of the Authorized Version Bible. He shows you things to come, things which must shortly come to pass. I do those things. He judges, a God that judges. He judges those that are high. I have done that on this broadcast. I have taken from the law in the Authorized Version Bible. I've taken things from it and showed those things to you. I'm doing it now. Doing it on this episode. Okay? I have shown and I have given judgment to the Gentiles, especially of their high ones, and also of the Gentiles. Because the statement, when I make the statement, the Gentiles are the servants of God. That's a judgment. That is a judgment upon the Gentiles. All Gentiles. All Gentiles are now the servants of God. Says who? Says the law. And it is evident, even now as I speak, that I testify of the things that I have seen and understood in the AVB. So that this is the day Isaiah 25 verse 9 speaks of. Isaiah 25 verse 9 says this, and it shall be said in that day, this is the day, people. This is the day, ye servants of God. Lo, this is our God. This, the present speaker, this is our, the Gentiles' God. This is also the black people's God. We have waited for him. This is the Lord. Who? This, the present speaker, is the Lord. Says who? The law. We have waited for him. This is the day. This is the day of God. Do you now believe? Do you understand the things that I show you? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing by the word concerning God, hearing by the word coming from God. Faith comes by hearing, the Bible declares, and hearing by the word of God. Do you not believe? Do you believe the things you hear me say on this broadcast? If you don't believe, that won't change anything, of course. It won't change anything at all. Because truth is truth, regardless, whether you believe it or whether you don't believe it. Truth is still truth. What is truth? The law asks. God is truth. And I've told you, who the Bible's God that it exalts, it promotes, it sets up. I've told you who that God is. The law has told you. The law has given you signs whereby, the law has given you unmistakable signs whereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. A God that you can see. A God that you can hear with your ear, your physical ear, and see with your physical eye. That's the God the Bible promotes, exalts, and sets up. This is the God, this present speaker, this is our God. The law declares, we have waited for him. We, the Gentiles, have waited for him. We, the Gentiles, we all have knowledge. They have this knowledge, and it is, of course, very evident that these things come from the AVB Bible. They come from the Bible. Unmistakable sign of the presence of God on earth, the presence of God among me. Let me read this statement as I prepare to close. Revelation. Listen. The law says, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Listen to the law. Listen. He is with men, not will be. Today, right now, as I speak, the law declares, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. That means on earth, here. Men can see him. And men, by the signs, can know him. They shall know him, the law said. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them. They'll be able to see him, hear him with the physical ear, and be their God. So declares the law, and so it is. I was asked the question, which I pointed out, where dwellest thou? I'm right here on earth. Right here on earth. I'm with men. With men. Men see me. People see me. People hear me talk to my folks, you know. God with men. God right here on earth. The God. Not the God that religion has taught you of, but the God that the Bible, the law in the Bible declares, the God, the law in the Bible promotes, the God, the law in the Bible exalts, and the God that the law in the Bible sets up. Do you believe the law? Mr. Welch, that is it for today. We will not have a discussion. Mr. Welch, are there any callers?
Your Lordship, there are no callers at this time. No, sir.
Okay, we'll go ahead and close out then. You can give a closing statement.
All right. I will go ahead and conclude the show with the a commercial break.
Okay.
Thank you, Father. To the listeners, if you would like to receive your copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, go to www.lawmaster.co. That's www.lawmaster.co. On the left side of the webpage, click the manuscript and the PayPal button inscribed Donate. For a $12 donation, you will be redirected to a link and download your very own copy in PDF format. Also, become a member to the website and post videos, photos, and take advantage of the links, free books, and email feature amongst members. You can also visit us on YouTube. Go to www.youtube.com/Law of Gods. Again, youtube.com/Law of Gods. One word. You can find Mr. Hart on Facebook. Simply type The Book of the Law of God. You may post on the news feed any stories, links, videos, and articles relating to the context of the show. Feel free to start discussions, ask questions, make comments, and dialogue. You can now follow His Excellency on Twitter. That's twitter.com. Search Tommy L. Hart. Again, Tommy L. Hart. You will find these links here on the show page. And remember, keep listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Back to you, my lord.
Okay, that is it for today. Join me again, hopefully, next week at the same time, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, for another broadcast of Lawmaster's Law of God.